department.
Well, how are you?
I'm glad to have you.
President, good to see you. This is the city. I've got so many meetings down there.
Royal Arts.
All the good guys.
All the good guys.
This side.
That's one.
Let's step over here, so we get.
Get from the flags. Let's try this once again.
This is the.
Making it great.
Well, so are you. You don't know how happy you made all this out.
My ancestry, guys, and this is the right.
Real.
So today, that's March the 8th, is my wife's birthday.
Is that right?
So,
she's such a woman.
Sometimes, though.
My mother's birthday was my ancestry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Of course, she signed us.
That's it.
But that's, don't call them March girls who've got to be the greatest.
Oh, the nice people.
They're the greatest.
Right.
Well, I just want you to know how grateful we have been. For your help through the years.
Well, going way back 20 years, but I mean, year after year, the way you're in that Hollywood community, you stuck your neck out for me.
You said, well, where?
I appreciate it.
Well, I know.
And I'm grateful, and I always remember who were there first.
And then I'll tell you, I've got a big business.
When you had that big
place. Thanks. And you weren't here. You were out
in the Dallas, Australia, the city, so you don't want that.
Oh, yeah. I see.
I see.
And so, but the good thing was when we got home was that we received the cuff. I got the cuff link.
Oh, yeah.
Which
is beautiful.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful.
But tell me how the blue room.
Oh, it was all right.
It was nice.
Washington is, you know, Washington's a strange place. They say 18 million people visit Washington a year. But they only come in to visit the places
they don't stay. They don't come much for the
activities. And the local people, the embassies have their own activities.
It's a place where they go to homes and us.
That's true. I saw George yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to lunch at the Republican.
Yeah.
Bush.
George Burke? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I said Republican.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. He's a great fellow.
Yes.
And then he had me head. And I said, what'd you do to your head, George? He had all that black on. He said, well, I guess I must have given the priest one money to use it. This was Ash Wednesday.
I said,
he put the S.
Oh, yeah. They marked the people up.
Yeah. I said, Butch, what happened? Did you fall down?
Yeah.
The thing
happened.
And let me see. But he was in a good mood.
Yeah.
But he's always up.
Always up.
He's a
great guy.
And you both, yeah, you and Ronnie were so nice to him.
Oh, well, that's a shame he lost, but what the heck.
Those are the signs of the time.
Yeah, he's good life. And he's still out there with that big Irish smile.
Yeah, he's all right. I wanted to tell you one other thing. That as long, and even long after you, and some another Republican, that I've always been the one side of the fence. I don't switch. And also, that everybody is so proud of what happened over the President's War.
Aren't they great? Aren't they great?
It's real. People started to wear American flags again.
Damn right.
They are.
That's right.
I should have mine, but I've got my bronze star. So
yeah.
I finally come up with my bronze star. I'm so proud of
you. You bet you're white.
When people know it,
over people come out.
So they're getting conscious
throughout this country.
And I think
after they've been in prison all that time, that shows where you become the figure, right?
So I hope last night was
the Christ the courage of the damn walls. You know, the fact that these guys come back.
They thought they were all going to
call back poison and people.
And then they're trying to,
now they're trying to say that they made it all up.
They don't believe it.
You know, one of our guys is saying, well, after all, the communists couldn't brainwash him in 70 years. Their escort officers couldn't brainwash him in 3 hours.
That's right. I heard a radio thing where they all got together on the plane singing the Lord's Prayer with the list.
Right.
And said that it's just a realization of something that didn't think could ever happen. And the other thing is that if the whole town was so enlightened, the whole show business about this thing, that if there was a big show to be put on, Charlton Heston would come and do a thing. But not only for the prisoners of war,
but for all
the
sir.
There are veterans in hospitals today.
Right.
And I'm in a group, we all agree. Because remember the age of these good people, the prisoners, and rock and roll is, they're from our generation.
Right.
Not right. So you can stop at the 22-year-old sergeants and first lieutenants and goes on to the colonels who are 57 people. But those men should not be forgotten, and I think that shows should be put together and be done to go to all the veterans' hospitals all over the country called Lest We Forget. Something like that. You like that?
I'd like it very much.
Well, I'm all for it.
Great. And remember also the 2.5 million that served in our Indian hospital.
That's right. But
we never did honor our veterans in this war. At that time, we did.
Yes.
We did.
The prisoners of war, that became a psychological, right, wonderful, beautiful thing, just the wives and all the pressures. But we have forgotten those poor guys.
Right.
The others, and that there may be a little feeling that
the others may feel that they're left out. I don't.
And I don't want them to feel that way. Do you?
Never.
I thought about it. And
we've got the
same. I would say that a group to go and make it a thing, lest we forget, to make it a higera all the time, to go to do something and entertain quite all of the veterans' hospitals.
Right.
Great big shows around there. Not only the prisoners, but for them.
Right.
So that they won't feel that, because they are prisoners of war.
That's right.
Yeah, I have a busy schedule, and I just was proud to be here.
Well,
I've seen you on the road, but
I
can't.
We'll see you again. I'm going to California for a fair ball. I got to go out and see two out there. But on the 31st, they're giving a party in for you know.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Birthday. And I'm going to give him a medal for you.
Oh,
he's retired.
He's not well.
So you know,
he has one life.
I thought everybody would say, well, he should receive that.
He should. They would. He hit it right on the nose. He's
also one you know, for us to use that. I called him on the phone. I said, look here. I said, he was sorry. I said, I'm not feeling right. Well, I can't come to Washington. Well, I maybe come out there. And they set up this party. I said, to you, well, I said, weren't those people that was great? He said, yes. No amnesty for all other veterans, he said.
That's war, isn't it? That's what the whole
thing. No amnesty.
No amnesty.
No amnesty. Yes, sir.
All right. Because I'm all over the country.
Well, yeah, I am.
Well, I'm in Portland, in Pittsburgh, and in Cleveland, and Chicago, and I feel these things out.
How do you say it, Jake? You golfer?
No, I walk a
lot. How do you wear?
I'm going to walk from here right along the way down to Duke Street.
Those ears. That's a little memento.
You've given us half.